8:31 p.m. That is, of course, local time. If you check your clock, you will discover that it is 19:30 UTC. And you're listening to another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee. And now all we got to do is figure out what we're going to do today. Oh, and there's the alarm. What is that alarm telling me? That alarm tells me that it is almost 70 degrees outside right now, and it will hit 70. So this probably means that we need to go outside. So, let's do that. Yes. And here we are. Where are we? Well, we're outside, or at least I am now as I get out of my car. I'm not going to tell you where I am and see if you can just figure it out by, I don't know, deduction. Oh, it is quite the lovely day. I'm amazed. I'm walking around in one of my slightly darker blue t-shirts. And I've got my dark blue shorts on, and I'm pretty happy about it. It's warm. It's springtime, or at least that's what would be we are expected to believe, because it is not really springtime. It's 70 degrees on what is this, the 25th of February? It's a beautiful Saturday. I'm up a little bit earlier than usual, just because I guess I went to bed a little bit earlier, and also, of course, I had to make sure I get all my work done before my football games start. And yes, I do have football games to watch today, like most days. But that's not the interesting thing. The interesting thing that I have to tell you is that I have solved a great mystery. Yes, it's true. I have solved the mystery of what palace is that? Remember this? Do you remember? Well, regular listeners to this show might know what I'm talking about when I mention the palace mystery. If you are new to this show, allow me a little backstory. And here we go. Look at that, there's a birdie. A couple weeks ago, I had noticed something peculiar. And that is, whenever I saw any British TV show that had anything to do with the aristocracy, I kept seeing a certain location. You know, movies are filmed on location, and that's a lot cheaper than building a set, especially when you're making movies about the King and Queen of England, and you need a palace. It's not very cost-effective to build a palace just for the sake of, you know, shooting a movie. Well, I guess I better change my glasses. Hold on. Okay, got my regular glasses on. So about, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks ago, maybe a month ago, I did a couple of shows commenting on this and commenting on the fact that I kept seeing the same location. I kept seeing the same film location. I kept seeing the same palace. And the weird part of it was, is in the span of about a week, I saw it used maybe 3 or 4 times. In the span of about a week, I saw the movie Barry Lyndon, and I saw a movie called The Young Victoria, and I watched a show called The Royals, and I saw it somewhere else too. Was it the Alice in Wonderland movie? No. Oh, the James Bond movie. And okay, but anyway, So over the span of about a week, I saw a whole bunch of movies and TV shows that were all about various kings and or queens of England. And they were all shot on the same location. And of course I got to thinking, you know, I got to recognizing this. Hey, that's the same castle / palace that they used in Barry Lyndon, or that's the same place that they used in the Young Victoria. And so I started to wonder, well, what is this place? And at one point in time I thought, oh, I'll look it up. But how do you look up a place or anything that you don't know the name of? Now, it reminds me of being in grade school when you would ask a teacher, hey, how do you spell such and such a word? And then she'd say, well, look it up in the dictionary. Well, yeah, that's great and all, but in order to look something up in the dictionary, you have to know how it's spelled. So that's not the, you know, greatest way to go about doing anything. So anyway, I was wondering what this mysterious palace was. Because, you know, I can recognize the top level British palaces. You know, I can recognize Balmoral Castle. I can recognize Buckingham Palace. I can recognize Sandringham, and I can recognize a couple of others. And obviously, when people are making movies about the Queen of England or any kings, they can't use Buckingham Palace. They can't use any palace or castle where anybody actually lives, because, I mean, come on. Would you let people, you know, film a TV series in your house if it wasn't about you? You know what I'm saying? So obviously this is not an... I don't want to say, obviously this palace I keep seeing is not a royal residence or anything. It's obviously some important historical English building, because they wouldn't be using it otherwise, right? And so a couple weeks ago, when I was thinking about all this, I thought, well, I want to look up something to begin with. I was going to look up Princess Anne or something. I wanted to know her full style or something. I couldn't remember why I was looking her up. And I looked her up in Wikipedia. And somewhere in Wikipedia it said, oh, she lives at St. John's Palace. And so I thought, oh, well, maybe I'll check that out to see if that's the palace that they use in all these movies and TV shows. I clicked on it, and no, that wasn't it. And I thought, well, this is going to be tedious, but I could just, you know, follow links and keep looking up palaces where people live, and I will recognize it if I see a photograph. So I might have spent about an hour doing this, and I looked up 5 or 6 different places, and I couldn't find it. And my big mistake here was these were all palaces and castles in London. And it turns out that's not where we're at here. So it occurred to me at one point in time that I could probably just look up any of the movies or TV shows that have used this palace. And then looking up the TV shows, it would, you know, tell me, oh, it was filmed on location at such and such a castle. But I thought, no, I'm not going to do that. That would be cheating. I want to find what this place is the Tobe Way. And what's the Tobe Way? Well, the Tobe Way is sort of, I don't want to say stumbling into things blindly, but the Tobe Way is more like not putting much effort into it and just letting the information come to me naturally. So it's sort of like a directed stumbling into, I don't know how to explain it. If I try to learn something, I won't actually learn it. You know, if I look something up and do it the hard way, you know, it's just not going to happen. But if I naturally sort of run into the information it will be surprising enough and unique enough, and I will feel like, oh, there's two turtles. Hi, turtles. Oh, there's one swimming. Hi, swimming turtle. So clearly I'm somewhere near water. If I just let myself naturally discover something, it will take on more significance for me. And in that way, I will learn something better. And it will be retained in my memory better because I didn't go through some rote process to discover an end to some means. It will be a moment of discovery. Aha! Eureka moment where that will force me to remember it and it will imprint my brain and I will have the information permanently. So instead of looking up what this place could be, a couple weeks ago I decided to let it go and not think about it for a while. And I will just let the information come to me organically or whatever. And so, in the past 2 or 3 weeks, I think I saw one or two more instances where I saw this particular palace. And I thought, there's that palace again. There's that wacky place. Okay, so fast forward to last night. This is where the story starts to get good, people. Last night, about 9:30 p.m. local time, there wasn't anything for me to do. I got done with all the stuff I was going to do, and I sat down to watch television, and there was nothing on. Nothing for Tobster to watch, and so I was So I was looking at the guide, the TV schedule, and everything. Yeah, there was nothing on, and the channels I would normally watch, they were all playing stuff that I'd seen 100 times before, and so just there wasn't anything worth watching. Not that there ever is, but you know what I mean. Now here's a trail. This is some kind of Mati trail. So I was looking ahead, and at 10 o'clock on one of the public broadcasting channels, PBS, there was going to be a show called The Last Dukes. And I thought to myself, oh, is that actually about Dukes, or is this like the Dukes of Hazzard, or what is this? And so I read the description, and it said that, yeah, it's going to be some kind of little thing about, you know, various dukes and duchesses. And so I thought, okay, cool. There's nothing else on, at least not until midnight or whatever. Maybe I'll spend an hour watching this show. So I killed some time, and then I watched the show when it started. And as it started up, you know, they were talking, oh, we're going to do this, that, and the other thing, and explore the relationship with the Dukies and blah, 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 of this, that, and blah, blah, blah. And I thought, okay, this is great. But while they were sort of doing the introduction, the opening to the show, they were showing a montage of a bunch of castles and or palaces. And they showed the palace in question just for about, 10 seconds. And I went, whoa, there's that place again. Now I've got to watch this show. So I watched the show thinking, okay, I'm going to learn what this building is, this great estate is. I will finally know, and I will have discovered this information the Tobe way. It just came to me naturally because that's the way the universe works. And I was very happy and very pleased. So I watched this entire show, and it was great. It was super interesting about all these people who still hold the hereditary title of Duke. And some of these guys and gals, the duchesses, these are people who are just dukes in title only. You know, their lands have, gone elsewhere. They don't have any hereditary holdings or anything. They just walk around, hey, I'm the Duke of St. Albans or whatever, right? Oh, good morning, Your Grace. And yes, you address a duke or a duchess as Your Grace, not Your Highness, not Your Majesty, not Sire. I knew that part already. Not because I know any dukes, but in case I run into one, I know how to address him properly. So regardless, I watched this show and I saw all these dukes and duchesses, and they were great. Some of them were, you know, landless, and some of them weren't. And the ones that weren't, of course, have these big grand old estates left over from, you know, English hereditary title times. They still do this, right? So, but these estates are huge. They're monstrous. They're castles, right? With castle grounds and everything. And they're so expensive to maintain that the new problem for these dukes is, you know, how do we pay for all this crazy crap? And, you know, various dukes have come up with all kinds of plans. Well, we got to turn it into a business. We turn the duchy into a business, and we rent out this, and we give tours, and we open to the public, and then we have events. And I started thinking, aha, yes, this makes perfect sense now. That's how this one particular estate that clearly belongs to some duke stays alive. You know, they let themselves be the location for, you know, British aristocracy stuff. Good plan. And so I watched nearly the entire show, and it wasn't until 10 minutes to the end of the show that they got to the castle or palace in question. And I was kind of not paying attention. Then it started up, and I was like, oh, hey, dog, yo, I got it. Oh. And everybody had super thick English accents, so I had to put on the closed captioning just so I would make sure that I didn't miss anything. And that's when I solved the mystery. It turns out that this mystery palace that has been used in so many films and television shows is, in fact, Blenheim Palace. That's right, Blenheim Palace. Blenheim, spelled like Blenheim. B-L-E-N-H-E-I-M. Blenheim Palace. And Blenheim Palace is the hereditary and traditional estate of the Duke of Marlborough. That's right. The Duke of Marlborough lives at Blenheim Palace, along with some other people, I would imagine. And so they did a short little bit on the Duke of Marlborough, and I've seen this guy before. I kind of recognized him, and only because, oh, some number of years ago, he was quite the piece of tabloid fodder. You know, these people don't have jobs. They don't have anything to do. So they get themselves into a lot of trouble. But apparently, oh, there's a big hawk circling up above me. It's a red-tailed hawk. Oh, yeah, he's a circling. He's looking for somebody to chomp. So, yes, the great mystery is solved. Blenheim Palace is the place where I've seen so many films. And it is owned by the Duke of Marlborough. Or I don't know if it's owned by him. You know, it's owned by the title. The title owns it, and so whoever has the title is, you know, the guy. Okay, so anyway, where was I going with this? What else was I going to say? My mind went blank. Oh, right, Blenheim Palace. And so, I watched this segment, and they end up showing, you know, all kinds of shots of the palace, external shots and internal shots, and I'm sitting there going, yes, 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 that is most assuredly the place. I've seen enough of it. on TV that I know that's the place. Not that there was really any doubt in my mind, but I thought, you know, just in case, just for confirmation, I'm going to go online and look this up just to, you know, keep my mind at ease, just so I have absolute confirmation that this is in fact the place I'm looking for. So the show ended, Blenheim Palace being the last featured thing. And so I went into the other room and I got online and I went to the Wikipedia page for Blenheim Palace. And yes, there's a picture of it. And there's all the information that was just explained to me. You know, it's the hereditary estate of the Duke of Marlborough. It's in Oxfordshire, not in London. It's up in the Midlands. And then it's open to the public sometimes, and you can pay, you know, like £25, and you can walk around and hang out. Like, woohoo, I know where I'm going. And so I thought, surely there's a thing where it says, you know, in popular culture, you know how Wikipedia is. And I scrolled down and I scrolled down, and there's a section in the article, you know, the modern, or the palace in modern times or something like that, and blah, 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 blah. And sure enough, that's where it says, and it has been used in numerous television shows and movies, including The Young Victoria, you know, the movie I saw last month, The Royals, the TV show that I see every once in a while, and something else. And then down towards the bottom of the article, there was a link to a list of Blenheim Palace in movies and TV or whatever. I thought, okay, this is what we really need. And I click on that, and sure enough, here's a list of, I don't want to say all, but the vast majority of, you know, movies and TV shows that this palace has been used as a location for. And there's The Royals and The Young Victoria and Barry Lyndon and one of the Harry Potter movies and one of the James Bond movies, and a few other things that I have seen. It's like, oh yeah, I've seen that movie, I saw that movie, blah, blah, blah. Oh yeah, of course. And apparently, it is to be used in the new Transformers movie that is coming out this year, or it may have already come out, called Transformers The Dark Knight. So if you see Transformers The Dark Knight, you can turn to your partner or your girlfriend or whoever you're seeing the movie with and say, hey, that's Blenheim Castle in Oxfordshire, the hereditary estate of the Duke of Marlborough. And you will sound like the cool guy. And you will know that you learned it right here on the Dubious Goals Committee. And this would be a good time for a time check. It's what? 1954 UTC on this beautiful Saturday morning. Oh, I'm having the best time just walking around and talking about Blenheim Castle and the Duke of Marlborough, who I've never met, but I'm sure he's an awesome guy. Is that the same hawk or is that a different hawk? There's a lot of hawks around here today. Oh, so yes, mystery officially solved. And now I can tell you, I won't ever be forgetting anything about Blenheim Castle now that I have stumbled onto it and discovered all the information on my own in an organic manner. I'm so happy. Because now every time I see it, I will think, yes, the Blenheim Castle mystery, I solved it. I'm so happy. It's a cool place. I kind of want to go there. I mean, if you're going to take all the time and effort to travel to England, and I got to go up into the Midlands anyway, so I can visit, you know, Leicester FC, I'm going to go to Blenheim Castle. You know, not that there's much to do there, but I can at least walk around and say, oh, this is where Princess so-and-so did whatever in whatever movie, and this is where James Bond, this is where Snape stood, and blah, blah, blah. Blenheim Palace. I'm going to go there. And just to make it even slightly more interesting, the Blenheim Palace grounds has its own very narrow gauge railway, like a 15-inch railway, and it's been there since like 1975. And they've sort of built it as a tourist attraction. And so, yeah, they got this little train that you can ride on. And everybody loves little trains. So it's a win all the way around. Yeah, I don't think it goes anywhere. I think it just, you know, loops around. But you can look this up as well on Wikipedia. Blenheim, what is it called? The Blenheim Palace Railway or the Blenheim Rail something or other? Anyway, yeah, if you just go to the Blenheim Palace entry of Wikipedia, you'll find a link. A link to the Blenheim Railway. Yeah, I'm looking in holes. While I sit here and talk about Blenheim Palace, I'm also walking around looking into marmot holes. And I am not seeing any. I mean, I'm seeing plenty of marmot holes. I'm just not seeing any marmots. It's 70 freaking degrees out here at the end of February. This is ridiculous. It's going to be cold again real soon. But today it is warm. And today I'm enjoying myself. Oh, let's go over here and look in this marmot hole. Now, these holes aren't even cleared out. You know, and it has been warm. It has been over 50 degrees for at least a week. You would think some marmots would be out and about. But I don't know. I guess that's just part of the mystery of marmots. You never know what they're going to do or where they're going to be at any given time. Everybody likes a marmot, and I wish I could find some of my buddies. Oh well, I guess we might as well start making our way back to the car, because I'm starting to run out of time, and I can't remember if I was going to say anything else about Blenheim Palace. It's neat. I kind of want to go there just because I've seen it in so many things. And blah, blah, blah. Plus, there's the train to ride on. I don't know. It's unlikely that I will ever do any traveling. It is unlikely that I will ever get to go to England, no matter how much I want to go there. But that's okay. I have a fun time here. Where is here? This is Herrenhaven. You knew it all along. Who am I? Well, my name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Blenheim Palace Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC. So tune in tomorrow, see if it gets cold. Okay, bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Twenty hours.
Is vulnerable to short breaks, and considerable inconvenience is caused when these occur.